We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Trade Talk with the National Corn Growers Association and the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Chip Bowling. And Chip, we're going to hit on a couple of important issues for the corn growers. The first of all is they're planning on closing the Mississippi River. What's the deal there?
Well, there wasn't much planning to it. They just came out and told us on Friday. Yeah, they're closing the Mississippi for 6 to 8 hours a day, from what we understand, just south of Memphis, to do some concrete revetment, which is some erosion control problems that they've had. We would love to have known about it a little bit sooner than we did, but they are letting some barge traffic go through. Not enough, in our opinion, but we need them to get that work done as soon as possible.
Yeah, this is a terrible time with a record crop being harvested.
Probably couldn't pick a worse time, other than the river being frozen and not having traffic. But no, I mean, we got a big crop coming out of the fields. We've got to get it away from the fields. We got to get it downriver to the port, and that's our only way to get it there. So we need to get this work done quickly.
Well, and this almost just adds to the transportation problems we've already seen as far as with the railways, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have issues going to the West Coast and the East Coast, quite frankly, on the railways. There's way too much truck traffic on the road. I mean, you know, farmers have built more bins on farm, so it's not as critical as it used to be because we can store it on the farm for a limited period of time, but we do need to move that crop to our ports. And the rivers and the highways and the rails are the only way we can do it right now.
Okay, well, let's talk about the recent elections, the impact of the midterm elections. But one of the things I wanted to hit on specifically is biotechnology and GMOs. We saw two labeling initiatives in two different states defeated, but at the same time, in a little tiny place in Hawaii, they voted in favor of a moratorium against the planting of GMO crops in an area very important to research and development for the major companies who develop new traits for corn. So talk a little bit about that, especially those in particular, those initiatives and what they might mean for corn growers.
Well, it's becoming a big deal. I mean, we've been dealing with it for several years now, and we are very concerned about it. We know that the community and the people in the communities have issues and they have questions about GMOs. We just need to, let them know that, make sure that, these traits that come out are needed desperately by farmers so we can keep improving our yields and keep improving how we grow crops. But we also need them to know that they are tested by the FDA. They have been deemed safe, and we need to continue to have it. Now, on the two initiatives that were knocked down, that was a good thing for us. We do know at some point that those type of labelings are down the pike, so to speak, coming up to us. The issue in Hawaii is critical. We need to have those. Hawaii is a place where we can grow crops all year long. And the companies that test their traits out there need to have the accessibility to those areas to come up with the new traits, have test trials going on all year long, because you just can't have a growing season and shut down. So, that's been an ongoing issue in Hawaii. The people have kind of spoken. We understand where they're coming from. What we're trying to do in this organization is get our message out and work with them the best way that we can.
Well, as far as the labeling issue is concerned, really these piecemeal things, state by state, is a bad thing, whether they pass them or not. So what would you rather see instead?
Well, we'd rather, if there's going to be labeling, we'd rather see the federal government do it and have one label for the whole country. It's easier to maintain, it's easier to understand, and we have one central focal point of labeling, not 50. Less is better in that circumstance.
Well, you have an effort to try and get that passed on the federal level, a national labeling initiative, or not labeling, as the case may be. But with the new Congress, with change in control and the Senate, what do you think the chances are that this you could get something like that passed?
Well, again, it's in D.C., so who knows what's going to happen. Nothing is either too easy or too hard in that town. It's kind of, for me, it's kind of too early to tell. I think that the Republican-held House and Senate are tend to shy away from labeling. They tend to shy away from more regulation. So, you know, time will tell.
All right, well, let's talk about EPA's Waters of the United States proposal. You just recently had some EPA officials out on your farm. Tell me about that.
We did. We had been meeting with the EPA for quite some time now, the last year or so. The last meeting we had in D.C. back in early October, we could see that we were hitting some roadblocks. So I invited them to come out to the farm and actually show them what we do and how it's done. And they took us up on it, which we were thankful for that. They spent the whole day in Southern Maryland where I live. We went to five different farms, showed them five different practices that we do on the farms on a daily basis, tried to let them understand that those practices are the same in Maryland as they are in Indiana, as they are in Iowa, as they are in Kentucky. So that type, it doesn't change. So we wanted to get them in a drainage ditch. We wanted to get them in a waterway. We wanted to show them the stream banks that we deal with and say, hey, did you really mean to regulate that? Do you really think that you need to regulate that? And the response that we got was actually, you know, we thought we did a good job. I don't think they realized that some of these clarifications that we asked them to make were as simple a thing as just a mud puddle in some spots.
You've got a year ahead here as the president of NCGA. I know we hit on a few of the issues, but what do you see as the most important issues for corn growers in the year going forward?
Well, we've got a lot of important issues. You know, again, EPA with Waters of the U.S. is not going to go away. We're right in the middle of it now. We need them to withdraw the interpretive rule and just to clarify what they mean to regulate. And we need to make sure that it's not overreaching. We need to make sure that we keep our export market going. We need to make sure that our issues with China, we can, you know, we need to appease them because they are a major buyer of our grain, not just corn. But we need to have them understand that we need these traits, that they are safe. So our export market is vital to us. Our livestock customers, we need to make sure that we can keep them happy and keep that part of the segment of our corn process growing as it is now. And again, just make sure that our regulations stay to a manageable point.
Sustainability and stewardship, always important when you talked about EPA. That's really what we're talking about, is conservation of our natural resources. And one of the things that you've done, NCGA has done, is a soil health partnership. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were vital into getting the soil health partnership started about a year ago. We're partnering with Monsanto and the Walton Foundation, and we've also got the Environmental Defense Fund that's giving us some scientific-type help. So we understand that we need to be good stewards of the land. Living in a state where I do in Maryland, where we have the Chesapeake Bay Mandate, we are dealing with that on a daily basis and have been for years. We know that cover crops work. We know that we need to apply chemicals and fertilizer at the right time, not just any time. You know, we know that our tillage practices have changed and need to continue to change. So it's all about doing the right thing at the right time, and we want to make sure that national corn growers and the farmers that we represent have all the information that they could get.
Well, like you said, farmers are good stewards of the land, but you may be good, but you can always be better, right?
There's no question about it. I mean, my grandfather was a conservationist. My dad is a conservationist. Now I am, and I'm sure that my kids will be. And we need to make sure that our farms that we own, the farms that we rent from others, that they expect us to protect it just like it's ours. So anything that we can do to educate our public and our fellow farmers, we'll continue to do that.
Here at the NAFB Trade Talk in Kansas City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.